Very excited to add another player to the Vikings today. Brian O'Neill, tackle from Pitt. Very good value, we feel, for where we got him. As a kid who came out early as a junior, and we feel if he had stayed in, probably would have been a higher draft pick. So we're very excited to add him. We took Mike Hughes yesterday in the first round. Another player who we feel fits the Viking criteria and helps round out our roster. I'll open it up for any questions.
There was
Speaking
a bit
of his athleticism, I know he started out his college career at tight end that had 37 consecutive starts at tackle. Kind of what does that provide, you know, eventually on the offensive line?
Yeah, I mean, very athletic kid, played basketball in high school, was an unbelievable high school basketball player. Mom and dad are both college athletes. So he comes from an athletic family. Like you said, he started as a tight end and eventually moved to right tackle. So he's played some right tackle as well as left tackle where he ended his career.
Hey, Jamal, would you guys keep him at tackle or could you move him around?
You know, I'll let Coach Zimmer address where they're going to play him, but, you know, he's been a tackle his whole college career.
Last year you had to trade up for Pat Elflein. It was a big run. Today there was a big run on interior lineman as well. Do you guys feel some urgency to kind of pull the trigger on one of these guys here today?
No, I mean, yeah, there was a big run, obviously. I've never seen that many offensive guards go this high in the draft. We just felt like with the value that he was there. I mean, he was up there on our board. We're never going to just draft a guy because of need, but obviously he's a good player and we feel like he's going to help.
Was there any more preference at guard or tackle, or was it just a matter of the best offensive line?
It was really the best offensive. We feel like with the guys that we have some versatility to be able to just take the best guy there. That's what we did.
Jamal, what do you think's going on with guards and more attention on guards or getting drafted higher, getting paid more?
Yeah, I'm not sure what the trend is, but I know that this year it was really a strong interior offensive line class. So we're seeing it come to fruition here.
How do you see Brian as a fit for what you want to do running scheme-wise with Dalvin Cook?
Brian was probably the best athlete of all the offensive linemen in this draft. I mean, you watch this guy get out and pull, and, I mean, it's unbelievable, you know, how fast he moves and the ability to change directions. I mean, you watch him catch passes. I think you guys maybe saw the clip. You know, he's running the ball. So, I mean, you do see that athleticism, and I think that only helps us at the second level, you know, helps Dalvin.
Jamal, did you say he played both tackle positions?
Yes, he did. Yep.
If this type of move signifies maybe that Mike Remmers does stay inside, how do you envision kind of working O'Neill into that, you know, spot over at right tackle maybe, I guess, you know, early on, and then what do you project it as?
Yeah, I really don't know, to be honest with you. I'll let, you know, Coach Zimmer kind of decide and Coach Sperano where they start this guy out at. But he's been a tackle his whole college career. So
when you look at his physical skills, what stands out and how it could fit with what, you know, Tony wants to do with the offensive alignment?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we're a movement-based offense. We're trying to get to the second level, and this guy fits that bill. I mean, he's athletic. He's long. He's big. You know, he has all the traits.
Do you think he's a better pass or run blocker?
I think he's a better pass protector at this point. He's got to get stronger. That's one of his weaknesses. But we feel like we can get that corrected easily.
With Mike Hughes, what did you guys like about him over some of the other corners in this class?
We spent a lot of time with Mike, and he's got the kind of feet that we look for at the corner position, really quick, quick out of the break. He's a cover corner, and he has the return potential as well. So,
I believe Brian had the best 40 time at the combine, but offensive linemen aren't going to be running 40 yards that often. So does that play into the equation? Is that a metric that you value?
Not necessarily. I mean, it's good to see, you know, that he can run that fast, but you turn the tape on and you see that anyway.
You guys were, you know, taking some calls about your pick yesterday. Were you making calls to see if you could move up at all?
We've been on the phones, yeah, the last 2 days, so that's not going to stop.
With Trey Waynes being drafted early, Mac Alexander as well in round two. With Hughes, though, just comparing to some of those other early round cornerbacks, what kind of stands out about Mike Hughes kind of from an attribute or skill set?
Like I said earlier, it just his quickness, his feet. I mean, he's got unbelievable feet. He's a competitive guy. He's a pesky guy. I mean, all those traits that you want to have in a cover corner.
Jamal, have you guys ever cared what an offensive lineman runs in the 40, and why do you think that they even do it?
I think they do it because they've always done it, to be honest with you. A lot of times you look at the 10 time as the more important time on an offensive lineman. We look at it, of course. I mean, it's all part of the puzzle, but it doesn't help us to decide whether we draft a guy or not.
Is there any thought of using him in the passing game, or giving him the ball or anything like that? Or?
You know, that's a Coach Zimmer question. I can't answer that.
He threw some passes, didn't he? A couple on maybe in high school?
Maybe, yeah. Not sure. Yeah.
What about Brian's makeup character? I mean, this offensive line was kind of a staple of last year that they had kind of their own sort of culture within that group.
Yeah, this guy's going to fit in perfectly. I mean, he's comes from a great family, like I talked about earlier. He's from Delaware, Wilmington, Delaware area. He fits all the traits of a Minnesota Viking. Tough, hardworking, competitive, all those things.
How much of a role did versatility play in selecting someone like Mike Hughes?
I played a big part in it. Yeah, I mean, you always want a guy who can do multiple jobs, and he can do that. Thank you.